Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Chris, Lauren, Bob, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Well, that was better. Except Steve didn't say anything. Maybe that's why it was better.
I was trying to think of something fun.
Now that we have all gotten Bob riled up, let's go.
Yeah. Bob's in a good mood.
I'm just going to try to tweak Bob all night.
And that's different from any other show. How?
We don't hang out more often. This is why.
That's not true. I actually never wonder that because you're always trying to hang out with me. So.
All right. Before we get started.
She's doing it again.
Stop touching me.
She's making faces.
That's right. Bob and I and Donna all have to ride in the back of Steve and Lisa's car to Gatorland. That's going to be fun.
It will be nice. It's fun for all.
Yeah, so we're going to go to Gatorland. That's coming up. It's going to be fun.
We'll tell you all about it once we do it.
Yeah.
We're going to check it out.
I'm going to miss out on Gatorland.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Steve had plans to feed you to the gators anyway.
I heard that. That's why I didn't want to go.
Smart woman.
She changed her flight and everything.
Okay. I did. I changed my flight.
Took out a restraining order. It's gotten ugly.
All right.
I'm not even sure you guys should be on the same show.
Could be dangerous.
The restraining order is like what, a 50-foot rule?
That's true.
He's in Georgia. She's in New Jersey. As long as they don't meet up in the parks, I think they're good to go.
All right. Well, today's topic is going to be kind of a comparison between Disneyland and Disney World. But before we do that, Bob, you've got some pixie dust and some fairy goodness to share.
Yeah. It would make a good name for a blog, wouldn't it?
You need to grab that right now before we go live with this.
I bought it.
Like I said, I want a credit on the title. So get your fill of fairy dust and fairy goodness at or pixie goodness or whatever.
Something like that.
During our Villains Weekend, Mouse Chat is celebrating our third anniversary, and we want to celebrate it with all of our fans and listeners. So it is September 13th through the 15th. That is, of course, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know Hollywood Studios, the night of the 13th, is celebrating Villains Night, that Friday the 13th, with by staying open until the 13th hour, till 1 a.m. And we are having a dessert party, Fantasmic dessert party, and tickets are very, very limited to that at this point. So.
Yeah, we've been having some good sales on those.
Yeah, so if you're planning on doing that, definitely want to pre-purchase those. If you're looking for rooms, we can hook you up at a great rate at Disney's Beach Club Resort.
We got a great rate for those.
Yeah, that's a really terrific rate. So if you've always wanted to stay there but thought it was maybe out of your price range, excellent rate on that. Or we have other resorts if Beach Club isn't your thing. And we've got other stuff planned. We've got a scavenger hunt on that Saturday, which I think is
sold out.
We are sold out on the scavenger hunt, which was interesting because I thought that would not sell out at all. And then it was the first to go.
They heard I was running it.
But I think we're probably going to stay in the parks after that on Saturday in the Magic Kingdom guys want to come out for that. And then Sunday, I know we were all planning on doing a eat around the world at Epcot, drinking optional, Lauren.
excuse you.
Yes, churros required.
My throat. Come in and hang out with us as we go country to country and enjoying the goodies in each country there. And if you want more details on this and want to sign up for anything, www.mousechat.net for all of the information and the tickets for the Fantasmic dessert party, the rooms. You can get more information, ask for a quote from us there. And really, we're just looking forward to hanging out with as many people as possible during the weekend.
Yeah, just to hang and talk Disney and fairy goodness.
Yes, very good. And there's no charge for the Eat Around the World event. I mean, other than, of course, park admission and whatever food you buy. But hoping to maybe do some.
We're not making money off of that?
That time
as well.
Bummer. You were saying?
We're not making money off of that?
Well, you're not. I keep going, but I've said too much.
Yeah. And you know what? I was just thinking, because I said something about churros are mandatory.
Those churros are so bad.
What happened to the churros?
They're terrible.
We need to have a petition.
They're all squiggly. What's the deal? They're not even straight. Like a churro to me should be like a, you know, a little stick. It shouldn't be like a C-shaped thing.
No, it's an onion ring now. It's a stinking onion ring.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking it would be fun during the Eat Around the World event to maybe do things like in each country, like maybe a 5-minute topic, like a quick show that we could record, or five.
Oh, that would be fun.
Or, Disney trivia, you know, for giveaways, prizes. You know, we could do some Disney trivia.
Does it have
every?
Are you going to have a bag of tricks with you that you could give away prizes and stuff?
Yeah, I'm giving away more of my belly button and scabs and.
God, it's disgusting.
What do you think was in my? Remember when
I used
gave away
dental
that
floss
bag, what did we call it? That bag.
Bag of crap.
The bag of crap.
Yeah,
what
we'll bring
it.
We'll bring a giant bag of crap.
Crap.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I pictured crap.
I mean, there were like old Band-Aids and like a lock of hair.
It wasn't a big stretch to figure that one out.
Listening to this. Stop it. Wait, and don't even talk about Band-Aids. Don't even start with those.
Chris has this thing about Band-Aids. You can't even say Band-Aid without her just going
just
out
Band-Aid.
Into hives.
Band-Aid, yes.
But if you say use slimy
that.
Band-Aid.
You know next time we room?
Do you not know that?
This is going to wake up with Band-Aids all over her bed.
That would be a lot of fun, you know, to do one of those things. And I was even thinking, you know, for little topics, what we could do is have people maybe write down topics, suggestions, and throw them in a hat, and then each country just pull one out and whatever it is.
So do we have to have...
We're going to improv?
We're going to improv.
Oh, gosh.
Because we're so good at that, clearly.
That's not going to be pretty.
No, but that's all right. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So come on out and join us, and we want to see as many people as possible.
All right. Very good. Well, going back to the topic, little tangent. We always do that.
It happens.
We just can't help it. Yeah. So, Disneyland. Lauren recently went with her family on their first trip to Disneyland. Yay! So, you found some things that were a little different that, you know, compared to Disney World in Orlando, just they're like two different things.
Yeah.
Some things were better.
Major difference. Between the two, I think there's a lot of similarities too, but there were some things that I saw there that I just thought were wow, really different.
And I know we've done a little bit of comparison before between the two parks, Land and World, but you know, this was Lauren's first opportunity to go out there, and now she can really throw in her two cents. And having recently gone out there myself, you know, it does bring new things to your attention, and you can talk about it. So that's what we're going to do.
And for me, I also think going to Disney World, coming home, and 3 days later going to Disneyland, doing them so close back to back like that, I think I really got to see it a little bit more wide-eyed that way.
Yeah, because you're like riding one ride and then a couple of days later on the same ride.
Yeah.
A little bit of deja vu.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Cool. And I'm just going to point out, Chris, Steve is wearing that awful lime green Mickey Mouse shirt.
Is he really?
He is.
This is one of the things that's better about Disney World and Disneyland is the awful shirts that you can buy.
Nice tie-in.
So what did you like at Disneyland? What were your top things?
My top things, I think, that are like 10 times better than Disney World, they're fantastic, is amazing. When I saw Steamboat Willie coming around the corner on that ferry boat at the end, I almost cried. I just thought the whole show was so much better. The pirate scene, it's just...
Their dragon, Murphy, is
amazing. Yeah, and it's just
amazing.
Right there, too. You're so close to it. Like, we had perfect spot. Like, we were right in front. But you just feel closer to... I don't know. It was just so much better.
Yeah.
How did you get a perfect spot? How quickly did you get there, or did they have
an
some sort
hour
of...
before?
Oh,
we
boy.
Actually we did a really cool thing our last day. It was just myself and my daughters, and we did an entire day of shows and parades. And I have to say, it was probably my favorite day there. We did, and we went back and forth between both parks. We did a couple in Disneyland, then we went over to Disney California Adventure, then went back to Disneyland at night for Fantasmic. We did the Aladdin show. We did the new Mickey's Magical Map, which was very cute.
What's that one about?
We did the afternoon parade. We did Fantasmic. We just did all the shows. We went in and we did the animation building with the where you figure out which character you are.
Were you still Cinderella?
I was still Cinderella.
I am forever Eve.
Eve.
That's okay.
But it was so much fun. We did an entire day of shows. And it was really a kind of a cool way to do it. And then we did Fantasmic, and then we saw the magical fireworks.
How were the fireworks compared to Disney World?
Yuck.
Oh, really?
Well,
there is nothing that can compare to Wishes. Okay. I don't care. There's nothing like Wishes. I absolutely love the music to it. It's just not the same.
For what it is, I mean, I think Wishes works so well because the castle is so much larger.
It's also the music and the presentation of the fireworks. I think they're different.
Well, I think they have to be different. Well, I don't know this, but I wonder if they're different in Disneyland because of how close
the
Disneyland
is
to proximity is to neighborhoods and things because they don't even shoot off the fireworks there every night because of the proximity to residential areas.
Right.
So I wonder if that limits where they can shoot them and what they can do. I don't think it was bad. I mean, when you saw the show, did they have what I liked about it? And I don't know if it was the same show that I saw when I was out there last year. They not only had Tinkerbell flying, but they had Dumbo flying around the castle. Oh, yeah. Well, then maybe it was a different show, but they not only had Tinkerbell, but they had Dumbo flying around the castle back and forth. That was kind of cool.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. Wonder if the show changed.
Could be.
Yeah, I didn't see that at all.
Well,
when
Chris goes, Chris doesn't see the show.
Well, they do have the song. They do have the music that has Dumbo. Like, one of the songs was a song from Dumbo.
Do you know what the biggest disappointment for me, and I've said this before, for me, there's two things about about Disneyland that I don't like about the specific park, and one of them is the castle is just so small. And
it looks like somebody took the castle and pushed it down.
Yeah, it's very and in some ways, design-wise, I like their castle. I'm not going to say better, but I do like it. But I think it's just so small. It looks like a house. And the other issue is all the trees in the hub kind of ruined the line of vision as you come down Main Street.
I agree. It's really – you can't get a clear shot of that castle until you get right there.
Yeah. I remember I was walking down and talking to you on the phone and telling you that exact same thing. And it just ruins it for me. I will say DCA – I think that's really my second favorite of all Disney parks that I've been to so far. I love that park.
My daughters loved that park. We went on California Screamin' 3 times.
To me, it seems like the kind of park that like it's the perfect Disney park in that you get an element of Disney with the Cars Land and everything. But you also get sort of like a real theme park feel that you don't necessarily get at any of the Disney World parks. You know, because you do have those faster rides, although I didn't go on any of them. But, you know, I don't know. I just love it. I love that water area. I don't know. Just it's a great park.
You know, what was really weird for me. I'm not a huge fan of the food there.
Really?
Not at all. Oh. And I tried a corn dog.
On Main Street?
And?
I made Rich buy it.
And
I tasted it because I'm not a big fan of corn dogs.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
See, I didn't taste it, but I don't see how a corn dog could be any good anyway. It's
good.
Just a
And by the way, dog. It was $6.99 for a corn dog.
Yes, but totally worth it.
Yes.
It's hand-dipped. It's amazing.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess you have to like corn dogs. 'Cause
yeah.
Yeah.
I made Rich get it and eat it. He's like, really, I have to buy a $7 corn dog so you can take a bite. I'm like, yes.
I never ate corn dogs really growing up. I mean, it wasn't something offered to me as a kid. I was deprived as a child, I guess, in that respect.
Me too, I guess.
But those I thought were amazing. But okay, so you like California Screamin' and you like California Adventure and you said you liked Fantasmic. What other attractions do you think are, I don't know, that really wowed you at the Disneyland parks?
Pirates.
Yeah.
Pirates, hands down. You know, I kind of liked Space Mountain there.
So do I.
It wasn't as jerky.
You know what? You're absolutely right. It's not. No. That's not saying much.
No. Well, no, it's not. It's definitely not as jerky because when the ride broke down and they had to redo it, they really, I don't know, they redid the whole thing, I think. So the track is very smooth. What do you think of the side-by-side seating?
I like the side-by-side seating.
Yeah. So do I. Because I have a hard time as a tall person fitting into the little cars.
yeah, I don't have that problem. But I did like the side-by-side seating. I like the theming of it. I think I like Space Mountain and World 2, but it's definitely a smoother ride.
Now, what about your kids? Are they like, wow, I love Disneyland? Or do they like Disney World? Or are they like kind of both?
They loved California Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
They loved experiencing the whole Disneyland thing. And we really did it the way I think you need to do it in the summertime, which was we got up and got to the park at opening and hit all the rides early. And we were out of the park by 1 o'clock. And then we would go back at night, do any night shows that we wanted to see. But it was so crowded. It was the only way to do it.
Yeah. And when you come from
had one morning that we got on Pirates, Splash, Haunted Mansion, and Space Mountain. And there was another one. Oh, Indiana Jones. All in just a little over an hour. Hour and 20 minutes. We did all those rides.
So what did you think of Indiana Jones?
I like Indiana Jones much better than Dinosaur. And they're very similar.
Yeah. I liked it better, too. I thought it was so much fun, and it didn't seem jerky.
No, it didn't seem as jerky. It's definitely still jerky, but it's not as jerky. But I think it's different. It's cool. It's fun. I don't know. I'm just tired of Dinosaur, I think. You know, and I think that's part of it, too. Like, you know, you're so used to Disney World, and I still love Disney World better, personally. I'm glad that I got to experience, because when I went with Lisa in April, it's not the same thing. When you go and you go on an education program, you get fast passes for everything. You know, you don't really experience the parks the way everybody else is experiencing the parks. So going, staying in a good neighbor hotel and going through the motions of the whole thing gave me a whole different insight into Disneyland.
Lauren, where did you stay?
We actually stayed at the Sheridan Park Hotel, which was about 2 blocks from Disneyland, from the entrance. Great hotel. If you're looking for a good neighbor that's easy walk, it was like a 10-minute walk to Disneyland. Clean, great staff. Pool was nice. Staff at the pool was great. Nice little quick service area. Nice restaurant. Just a great location. I would highly recommend it.
What kind of rates?
Rooms were nice sizes. Bathroom a little small, but other than that.
Do you remember what kind of rates?
What?
What kind of rate?
You know what? I don't, because I didn't pay for the hotel.
Huh.
Okay. It's a, I want to say it's a moderate price. Like if you book it through Disney, I want to say it's a moderate price.
Okay.
But it was great. You can't go wrong there.
You were saying that your kids liked Disney California Adventure, but it sounded like maybe Disneyland Park not as much?
Well, they liked it. They thought it was a unique experience. But their basic comment was they love Disney World more. So I think in the end, that's pretty much where they would rather be.
And that's good news for you and your wallet.
Yeah, that works for me. And they hated the flight.
Yeah, the flight's...
Well, you had a lot of trouble.
From Atlanta.
Yeah, they hated the flight.
It's a long flight.
Yeah,
and we had delays
and...
Yeah.
All kinds of flight issues, so...
What restaurants did you go to that you liked or...
Oh, yeah.
Aside from the corn dog.
We had... We did the World of Color dinner at the Wine Country Trattoria.
Uh-huh.
And I would never spend the money to do that again.
Is that the one that's like a picnic lunch?
Subpar.
No,
we didn't do the picnic. We did the sit-down. We decided we were going to do one sit-down meal while we were there. Inside the park. And that was the one we decided to do so we could do World of Color. The spot we got for World of Color was amazing. And we actually sat in the splash zone.
Hmm.
So we were right there. It was great. But... it was $200 for myself, my husband, and my two daughters who eat like birds.
Wow.
$200?
Well, you have to consider your wine bill.
Rich and I both had one glass of wine.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go.
So, but $200?
Yeah. No, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. He almost fell over. In fact, he might have fallen over.
Well, and Rich sounds like Kevin in the sense that, you know, if you give him a large bill, like restaurant bill, he's going to be not very happy.
No. And that's why the dining plan always works well for us.
Yes.
Because he's okay eating anywhere as long as he doesn't have to see a price tag.
Right. Exactly. No, it's exactly the same way in our house. He doesn't care until he sees the bill and he's like, holy cow. So.
But yeah, like it was just the food was, you know, it wasn't. The night we ate there, Lise, the food was actually better.
Oh.
You know what depresses me? And I kind of agree with you about the food. I mean, I think a lot of the quick service there is actually better than what we have at Disney World. It just depresses me that the table service there isn't better. Because, you know, yeah, I mean, I've been to Carthay Circle twice, and each time it was just sort of so-so. And like, how
and
can you have
so
such
expensive?
And I'm like, yeah, and how can you have such a beautiful restaurant and not have great food to go with it?
Yeah. And we had a good, and like you said, quick service was good because we had Flo's.
Yeah.
Over at Cars was awesome.
Yeah, that was really good.
And then
I like that they had the fresh, you know, kind of different food and a little bit of healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And their churros are way better out there.
Yeah, their churros are good. I agree. I had one of those.
Their churros are good. I think overall, like... You know, they had healthier options for quick service. I actually had a hard time finding my son a hot dog, but I think, and I did like, you know, a couple of the table service meals I had, but overall, you know, it could use a little work. And I think, I mean, I'm going back in January. I'll definitely try Carthay Circle again. So.
Oh, we ate at, what was it, Blue Bayou? And that was
that was good, to be honest. I liked it.
The Monte Cristo.
That was pretty good.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, so that was good. So it just depends.
What do you think? I had been wondering this. What do you think do you think Disney World or Disneyland is better for kids?
Disneyland has a lot of kids things.
What's that?
Sorry.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I was going to say Disneyland has a lot of kid things.
It does.
Yeah, and I think Disneyland, when you have little ones, might be easier.
Because you don't
parks are right there.
Yeah, you're not even tempted. I mean, when you hop there, it's not like hopping for one thing, but you're not going from Animal Kingdom to Magic Kingdom in one day. That's all. You know,
yeah,
it's
you can't
exhausting.
Possibly. I mean, you can hop all four parks in one day, but that's a lot of hopping.
Yeah, the transportation wears you out and takes a lot of time at Disney World, so it's a lot easier in Disneyland. And then they have a lot of stuff for little kids at California Adventure and Disneyland Park.
And I was excited I got to do Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, yeah. Which I that was like my favorite ride when I was a kid.
Me
and then
too.
I rode it. I rode it there and I was like depressed. I was like, this ride sucks.
I liked it. You know what?
I liked it. It brought back memories.
You got
it brought
really
back memories about it. I had like this great grand vision of it. And then I rode it again and I'm like, wow, this ride's horrible.
Yeah, I thought that was bad, and then you drug us on to Heimlich's choo-choo, Steve.
That was awesome.
That was really bad.
Made me go on that,
he took
too.
My bait. It seemed like it was going to be, like, scary. He was like, okay, now, you know, this is going to be kind of...
Well, the park was closing. We've gotten on, you know, one more ride on California Screaming or on Cars or you know, Radiator Springs or something, and we ended up going to Heimlich's choo-choo.
That's Do you know what? That is one of the funniest parts of that trip, though. Like, that whole trip was just, like, amazing anyway. And then that was one of the – that was cute. You have to admit. It was
cute.
Was it cute when I was swearing at Steve at the top
I could
of
only
my
imagine
life?
Bob on that ride, though. Did you have to, like, wrap your legs around your neck? I
remember we started off and it was going really slow. We go under that piece of watermelon, I think it is, and then a big fat drop of water fell on my head. And I looked at Steve and I was like, really?
It was awesome.
But it smelled good.
Yeah. Let me help with the Griswolds.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm.
They're weird.
That whole bug land area
I did make
is,
Lauren go
is
on.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, yep. I made
it's
Lauren
very
go
well
on.
Themed. It's yeah. very well done.
You know what? My son went on the little ladybug ride where they spin around. That was adorable. Yeah.
See, I like to go on all of them. I like to see what every single one is and just look at the theming and how they're set up.
Me too.
Lauren, what did you think of the shows out there?
You know, I have to say, I think the Aladdin show is by far the best show, even Broadway wise. I just think it is done so well. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it really is.
I know that most of the charm is with the genie and his current topics.
Is, makes the show.
But, you know, some of it, it's still a family show. And I know some of it goes over the kids' heads, but I don't know. They're there to see the genie that they know, and he's a completely different genie. So,
You
know what, though? I
kids?
Have to say, my no. kids and my girls are a little bit older. They're 11. My kid, we left there, said, oh my God, that was worth coming all the way here for.
Yeah, that show's awesome.
They were like, that was great.
That show.
Now, the carpet still doesn't fly, right? I'd heard
no,
of it.
Heard
yes,
it,
started it does.
It does? Oh,
yeah,
it started
does.
Again. All right.
Yes.
Oh, I'm happy
it
to
was
see
flying
that.
In
yeah.
April.
At least then I saw it fly.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm glad glad we got the that worked out. Okay.
And that new show, that Magical Map show, is very cute.
Yeah, I heard that's good, so I want to see it.
Yeah, it's very cute. It's definitely worth seeing.
I love Disneyland. I mean, it would never take the place of Walt Disney World, but I love going out there. Oh. And it's such a thrill to kind of land in Los Angeles and know that it's like
I
an hour
Los
away.
Angeles.
Yeah, wasn't it? She was. It's so funny because she
I
was like,
"I hate Los Angeles."
Lauren
I'm
is
sorry.
Not,
I apologize to any of our Los Angeles listeners.
Lauren isn't a big like. She doesn't cuss a lot. But when she does, she really lets loose. And so she's like texting me while she's and calling from the bus on the way back from Disneyland to LAX.
It's horrible. It was the worst. It was a nightmare. And I just kept saying to her, I could never live here. That's all I can say.
And that's why I fly into to John Wayne.
You know what? It was such a big price difference. And with me and the girls,
that's
it was
weird. It must be. See, because when I'm pricing it out now from Florida, it's same price. It
you're
actually
going
no,
it's more from it's more to SNA from here.
Huh.
Every time I've priced it, I paid $350 round trip from New Jersey to LAX.
Wow.
That was a great price.
Oh, that's a good price.
Yeah, that is. Bob, what are your dates again that you're going out there?
It looks well. I was going to go the 27th of September to October 2nd, and now it looks like it's significantly cheaper to fly out on the 26th of September. To October 2nd.
Oh, so you're going to back it too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to what now?
Back to back Disney World.
Oh, back to back. Yeah, pretty much. But Disney World is not a big thing for me because it's just a drive up the road. So
don't rub it in.
No, I'm just I have all that fairy dust and pixie goodness available anytime I want.
Can I tell you one thing I did notice that was kind of unique there, to me at least? Seeing cast members walking around outside the park in their uniforms.
Yeah.
Costumes.
Yeah, they do that at Disney World, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, they do that. Do you mean like outside the park?
I mean like seeing somebody from Cars Land walking on the streets of Anaheim.
Yeah. Oh, no, you see that in Orlando.
You see that in Orlando now. It drives me nuts.
I have never seen that in Orlando.
Oh, gosh. There were so many times I would be like pumping gas or something, and I'd look over and there's somebody in a monorail driver outfit, or I'd be in a Target and there's somebody in a hotel outfit. And some of them, sometimes they forget to take their name badges off. Even like your name tag is still on. But yeah, you see that a lot in Orlando.
When we did that behind the scenes tour, that she was like, yes, and you'll never see someone from Main Street USA in Tomorrowland. And I said, yeah, but you'll see them at the gas station at Walmart.
Right. Now I will say one thing, and granted, Disneyland doesn't have the series of tunnels that Walt Disney World does at the Magic Kingdom, so they can't do this. But one thing that Disney does better than Universal is you don't have those people walking through. You know, you don't have cast members like from Tomorrowland walking through Frontierland.
Right.
Whereas you go to Universal, and I hate that they do this, you'll have people from like Wizarding World of Harry Potter, and they're walking through Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
You know,
it really does take away from it.
It does, and it's like somebody needs to say something, because that's just poor show.
Yeah. You're not on stage then.
Right. So
well, and Lauren and I actually did talk. We did think that the cast members at Disney World are better than at Land. And I know that Bob always disagrees with us on this point, but I just think there's a big difference.
You think they're better at Disney World? Oh, God.
I think they're much better.
I think that the customer service at Disney World was definitely better.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'll have to see it again. I don't know. I mean, last year, I was very, very impressed.
I didn't think they weren't. It's not that they weren't good, but I think comparing the two, I think they're better at World. I just felt like people at World were, you know, noticeably more professional. There wasn't a friendliness issue. It was just a professional kind of thing.
I think that you see people in World more interacting with people as they're walking through.
Yeah.
I don't think you see that much in Disneyland. Like, you know, you see, oh, hi, Princess Joe, or hi, you know, like they see the pins, and you don't really see that a lot in Disneyland.
Yeah.
I didn't see it at any rate.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, there were things as far as cast members were concerned that I kind of liked. Like, I liked the character interaction better at Land than at World. I thought
I got to see somebody get engaged with Mickey and Minnie.
Oh, did you really? Oh, that's so cute.
Sorry, go ahead, Chris. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. No. I just thought they were more professional. Like, I almost never run into a cast member at Disney World who I think isn't really professional. I ran into a lot of them at Land.
Hmm.
And I also think that there's not, like, and I was there during a super crowded time. There was not a long, like, long lines for the characters there either.
Yeah, there really weren't.
You know,
I mean,
so,
I think it's an easier park to visit. I think it's easier to kind of, you know, take it all in and enjoy it. But I mean, World will always be the place, you know, given a choice that I would pick.
Me too. And part of that's the flight for me, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, if I was halfway between the two, I might go back and forth a little bit, but it's that flight killed me.
Yeah.
I like my little 2-hour hop.
Yeah, it's a big difference, right?
It really is. You know what? There was one other thing I got to do that was kind of a fun, different thing to do. We actually did a tour of Hollywood. We did a bus tour, and they took us to Hollywood, and we got to see the Walk of Fame and all that stuff. It was kind of cool. And then we went to Santa Monica Pier. So that was kind of fun, something different to do. So that's something to always consider doing if you go, if you want to try something different. Although going there, the traffic was horrendous, so you might not want to. My husband went to the beach 2 days, and he was like, oh, my God. It was like an hour and a half each way because of traffic.
Yeah, it's hard. The traffic out there is pretty brutal.
Horrendous.
All right. So. Well, I think that's plenty on
Can I make one more?
Of course.
Disneyland
Something to
Express,
do with
a
cupcake?
A good neighbor.
Okay.
Do you mind, Lise?
Go ahead.
Okay. Disneyland Express coming from a good neighbor hotel, I would try to pick a different way to go. If you could do like the super shuttle or something like that, I highly recommend it. We were on the bus for 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah. The bus service out there is...
It's horrible. It's, if you're coming so from Disney, one of the Disney hotels, it's not so bad because they pick up last for the Disney hotels. Those are the last three hotels they pick up for. But they picked up like 10 other Good Neighbor hotels before they picked up, and we were the first stop.
Oh, on the way back?
On the way home.
Yeah. Yeah, they pick you up like 3 hours or something before your flight.
I would recommend highly paying the extra money for the super shuttle. It's not that much more, and I think it's worth it. If you're staying Good Neighbor, if you're staying at one of the Disney hotels, you're the first to be dropped off and the last to be picked up, so you're not on the bus as long.
Okay. Good advice.
Just this little side note.
All right. Well, with that, I'm going to grab the show and wrap it up right here. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. You can send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. I hope you join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.